Well, the most expensive book we have is called Minty and the Cavalry. It's a first edition, 1886. And we believe it belonged to General Stanley and was probably presented to him by the author. And so there are only 5 copies of the book that I could find anywhere online, and they range from much more than we have this one priced for. So, but this is the most expensive one. It's $165. And then another one that's quite rare is called Forest Artillery. And it was written by a Confederate cavalry officer. And there are only 7 copies that were found online. And this one is interesting. It has, you know, to do with the different battles and the Civil War. Okay, so then next we're kind of leaving the war aspect, and this one is called The Arrest and Killing of Sitting Bull, and it's a first edition also. It's 1986, but this was a limited run of 350 copies, and it's signed by the author. So you know, it's $120, but it's a very nice book. And then we have one called, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Mahdism in the Egyptian Sudan. And I had to look Mahdism up because I didn't know what it was. And it is a tenet of Islam, and it's based on the teachings of Muhammad from the Quran, and that started in the 7th century. So this one is 85. Okay, it's got fold-out maps. The dust jacket is missing, but it's kind of interesting because the maps are, you know, here. Again, going to some fiction, Sailor Boys of 61 by James Russell Soley. And this is a first edition, 1888, and it's 85, marked at 85. It's got some pictures in it, that kind of thing.
And when people come to kind of check out the sale, it's just, like you told me before, it's just kind of first come, first serve.
Right, first come, we open at 10, first come, first served. And they will be arranged by price.